Griffin Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway, man. Look at you, man.
Oh, man. I tell you, we have the worst luck. Just as we said, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're at the Edmonton Oilers-LA King game at the Staples Center. The moment we said it's Conway and Whitman, Edmonton scores.
Well, you know, we really do. I mean, I don't want to use the word.
I'm sorry. King's got a penalty. Edmonton didn't score.
I don't want to use the word jinx, but we with 1-0, King's up with only just under 7 minutes to go in the first. I mean, I don't want to be premature, but is it possible that we're going to break our jinx? We're going to break our string of bad luck?
Since we've been doing broadcasts from the Kings and the other team in town, we have not seen one victory.
That is
correct. If I were the LA Kings, I would hire us to do broadcasts every night from the Ducks. And vice versa.
When we show up, we really bring with us like a dark cloud.
I don't know what the hell it is.
But I think we're going to turn it around tonight. I think tonight it turns around.
I really hope so. All right, we're at the Los Angeles Kings game. We're going to try to get Likas on a little later. I know he pops into these games quite frequently.
Right.
And the Los Angeles Kings, with about 6 minutes left in the first period, are up 1-0. We can say that, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the positive news. I mean, that's the good news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here Jerry Wischowski had the pleasure about 35 minutes ago.
Yep.
They asked somebody from our station to introduce the Los Angeles Kings starting lineup, and you and I were busy with press interviews and pre-show prep for tonight's program.
Right, all of the things we do before the show.
Right, and we said, you know, we'd love to, but we're really not available, but thank you anyway. And then Kurt, the guy who is running the Kings,
right?
Kurt Williams said, do you have anybody else you'd like to throw in there? We said, yeah, Jerry Wischowski would love to do it.
Absolutely.
He's a big Kings fan.
It was a great time.
And so Jerry Wischowski, about 30 minutes ago, this is what it sounded like when he introduced the starting lineup for the Los Angeles Kings. Here we go.
And now for the Los Angeles Kings, number 37, Jean-Sebastien Aubin, the goaltender. Number 18, Michael Camilleri, center. Number 26, Mikal Hanzus, center.
Oh,
number 11, Anze Kopitar, center. Number 39, Jason LaBarbera, goaltender. Number 17, Lubomir Visnovsky. And number 21, Brian Wilsey, right wing.
All right, now do it with some enthusiasm like you did a half hour ago,
when
you idiot.
It on the PA. I mean, you were really like, and the crowd was behind you.
Yeah, I'll introduce you, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Staples Center, it is the Los Angeles Kings taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And today we have the Conway and Whitman Show broadcasting live from Suite E11. If you'd like to listen to their program, please turn your radios to 97.1 on your FM dial. And now, to introduce your Los Angeles Kings, producer, head writer from the show, Jerry Wischowski.
And now, number 37, Jean-Sebastien Aubin, goaltender. Number 18, Michael Camilleri, center. Number 26, Mikal Hanzus, center. Number 11, Anze Kopitar.
That's good. That's
center.
Good.
Number 39, Jason LaBarbera, goaltender.
Close.
Number 17, Lubomir Visnovsky. Defense.
Oh, the crowd reacted.
And number 21, Brian Wilsey, right wing.
Now, you know what we did is I circled the starting lineup for him.
Yes.
And I totally screwed him over because I threw in four centers and two goaltenders.
Not a complete team.
More than a complete team.
And when I was reading it, I had no idea.
There's only five guys that start, and there are actually six guys that start.
You circled eight.
Oh, and I circled eight dudes.
Yeah, you did, right. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, you did.
And the whole crowd turned on him. There were people throwing crap at you, no?
Somebody threw a hot dog at me with full of mustard and relish.
All right, let's talk to enough with Jerry Wischowski. Let's get the chick who works with us, Gina Grad here. Nice to see you, Gina.
Look at her, man.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, Gina Grad, who is our screener and on-air personality.
Yeah.
We were at the suite here at the Staples Center. Excuse me. The Los Angeles Kings,
right?
Excuse me. Have invited us down to broadcast live from their suite,
which is a great invitation. Right. We are happy to be here.
So we have all of the guys from the station, mostly dudes.
Sure.
The advertisers are guys. The guys who work there. The guys who are on the air. There's only one chick on the air, other than Gina Grad, and that is Heidi Hamilton.
Right. But
it's all dudes. So during the national anthem, we're sitting there with Gina Grad, and there's like 19 middle-aged guys in there.
Right.
And how old are you, Gina?
I'm 29.
29. If I were 29 years old, and I was in a suite with 19 50-year-old women, I'd kill myself.
Right. You'd feel weird. I mean, you could feel it, and I could tell Gina could feel it. Her body language said, your body language said, I'm the only chick in here.
My body language said, this is my, future ex-husband club.
Ah, all right. But you know what's amazing also, and I don't know if this is like with other corporations, because, in the last 10 years since corporations have gotten, really frugal.
Yes.
I've not worked anywhere else other than CBS Radio, so I have no information on any of the other companies.
You're a cagey veteran here.
Now, if, when we have an event, almost scored. When we have an event, there's a lot of attractive women.
Yes.
Who work for CBS Radio.
Of course.
And they all show up.
Yep.
But is it like an unwritten sort of code in corporate America that if you're going to have an event with advertisers or clients, that only the attractive women from the state, from the company show up?
Well, I think the company wants to put its best foot forward in every way.
But I mean, how do you tell the other chicks? Do they just know it?
Right, you can't tell them.
But do they know not to show up?
I think so.
They do?
I think they feel it.
They do.
I would imagine.
It's got to be terrible.
I would imagine. I mean, at some point, you just feel it.
Right.
Yeah. And you stay away.
Now, I know that, in corporate, in society, right?
Right.
Throughout the entire world, attractive women have a leg up on unattractive women.
Well, beauty.
No doubt.
Beauty comes with many benefits.
Right. But is it the same in corporate America? I bet it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that, if we did a study, I'm sure that hot women are much more likely to get a promotion than, a 300-pounder.
Right. Well, here's what we'd like to do. If you're a chick out there and you work for corporate America, tell us what you are. Are you an 8? Are you a 9? Are you a 10? Are you a 3? Are you a 1? And then give us your salary.
Okay, and then we'll... Okay, and the audience...
And we're going to do a complete study here of corporate America.
All right.
So give us... what you are, rate yourself between 1 to 10, and don't BS us, because we'll know. And then tell us what your salary is. Because I want to find out if the 9s and 10s are making 300 grand and the 1s and 2s are making 30 grand.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something.
All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And if you love those 888 numbers, man.
Yeah, man. 520, man. 9710, gang.
Yeah.
But you know what is also possible? And I guess we'll ultimately find out. If you're a chick and you're a 9 or a 10.
Right.
Are you in the corporate world? Probably not.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, really?
I think so.
All right.
I mean, there are some chicks in this box right here who are 9s and 10s, but I don't think they're in the corporate world.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
I think those three down there are in a different profession.
Working independently.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Jerry, put your headphones on here.
God almighty.
These three girls are sitting down the front row. What do they do for a living?
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're one of our clients.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I have no idea. I think they're strippers. That's what that's what I was saying.
I tell you, corporate America is so cruel to women.
Right. So, again, I mean...
It just beats them down like the rest of society.
Right. If you're a 9 or you're a 10 and you're a chick, think of all the money you can make and all the different ways you can make it. I mean, you're really going to be, 8 o'clock in the morning, getting to an office and staying until 6 o'clock at night? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. If I was a 9 or a 10 and I was a chick, I wouldn't be in corporate America.
No way.
I mean, the pressure that comes along with it, all the backstabbing, all the, the pressure to perform every single day.
Battling with everyone else for promotions and things like that. Oh, it'd be horrible.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be absolutely the worst. If I was a 9 or a 10 or even a 7 or an 8, I'd be looking for a rich guy
or I'd be on some pole somewhere.
Right, you hit the pole. I mean, ultimately, if you're that hot.
Because you have to exploit the years where you're hot, because you will wake up one day, and you will look in the mirror, and you will think that's a picture of Joy Behar, and it ain't.
That's not the views.
That is the reflection of who's looking in it. And one day, you're going to wake up, you're going to get in the bathroom, and those eyes are going to be tight from salt, and you're going to look in that mirror, and Joy Behar is going to look at you. All right? That's going to happen to every woman.
Right. So be prepared for it. And you know what I would do? I mean, imagine for a moment. I mean, I'm just kind of fantasizing here with you, Tim.
Right.
If I were a 10, if I were a chick and I was a 10, I mean, if you weren't hitting the pole in some sort of strip club, you could be like a call girl. You could work.
Right, or model or something.
Yeah, but, you know, modeling takes a lot of, you know, modeling, you know, the runway modeling and all of that takes a lot of skill, actually. But, I mean, imagine you were a really hot chick, Tim.
Right.
You could work one night a week.
One night a month, if you were that hot.
Right.
You could make $20,000 a night.
Yeah, I mean, if you were really, really, really high end.
Oh, yeah. If you were a 10, Playboy,
sure.
You had a little experience.
Yes.
You can make $20,000 a night, or maybe $20,000 a weekend, and that's $240,000 a year.
Right. Why would you ever...
Cash.
Why would you ever go to work at an insurance company or something? You would never do it.
That's why when I go into, you know, like an insurance company or a cleaner's or a 7-Eleven, well, scratch that. I've never seen a hot chick work at 7-Eleven. But you see them work in other corporations or other businesses, you wonder why they're there. Are they the husband, you know, the guy who owns the place? Is that his wife or his daughter?
In some cases, I think that's the case.
Because otherwise, why the F would you show up when you're beautiful to a dry cleaners at 8 in the morning?
Right.
And don't give me that crap, well, I was raised properly, morals.
Work ethic and all of
that. Yeah, because you know what?
We're not buying it.
Yeah, that and, you know, a quarter will get you whatever a quarter buys you. All right, let's talk to Joanne in Manhattan Beach on line one. Joanne, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I am an administrator of a surgery center.
Administrator of what?
A surgical center.
Surgical center,
yeah.
All right.
All right, that's got to be fun to drive into every morning.
Some days more fun than others.
Yeah, I imagine. All right, so what do you rate yourself? First of all, how old are you?
I am 43.
You're 43 years old?
Yes.
All right. And has the sun come up?
I would have to say it has just a bit, yes.
Oh, it has. All right.
So it's that like Vegas morning where the sun has just crept up. We can see it. It's not the glow of the sun. You can actually see the star itself.
Right.
And it's staring at all the gamblers. And it's but what time is it in the morning? Is it 7 a.m.? Is it noon?
It's about 7.
It's about 7?
About 7.
Okay, it's 7 a.m.
So it's not that late. Okay. I mean, it really is not that late.
Yeah. I've seen some chicks where the sun is that now it's been up and now it's going down.
Oh, all right. They're at the other end of it?
All right. So you rate yourself, what, a 6 or 7?
I would say between a 6 and a 7 at this point.
Okay. And at one point, were you a 9 or a 10?
No, I'd say it was probably an 8.5 about.
So you've dropped
8 years ago.
Have you dropped then a solid 2 points? Have you fallen 2 notches, as Casey would say?
Well, you know, age will do that to you no matter how good a shape you keep yourself in, sure.
Right. All right, yeah. You can't eat, pizza your whole life and, sit in that surgical center and keep the 8.
Is it a salt fest there at the surgical center? I mean, you and the other chicks, man, is it a real salt fest, man?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
That's okay.
That doesn't matter.
All right. So you rate yourself a 6 or 7, and how much do you make a year?
About $150,000.
All right. Because you have such a great personality, we're going to give you a 7. We're not going to give you a 6.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I would tell you honestly, the salary bumps you from a 6.5 to a 7.
Easily.
I mean, if you really make $150,000, then
I do,
you
know, truly.
We're going to round up and not round down.
Could you describe your look for us?
I'm about 5'7", 135 pounds, strawberry blonde hair. I've been told I'm very attractive, a little voluptuous.
Yeah,
what's your cup size?
I am a D.
Nice nips?
B as in boy or D as in David?
D as in dog.
D as in dog.
Oh, nice nips. You said it.
Not a great way to describe yourself, but...
D as in dog, meaning you.
All right. All right, so you're a D cup. That's pretty good. But now when you say voluptuous, what is that scale tipping at?
135.
And how tall are you? If you said it, forgive me, I didn't hear it. But how
five
tall
foot
are
you? 5'7".
You're 5'7".
Five, 5'7".
Seven. Oh, 5'7", 135?
Yes.
Not bad.
All right, but you would admit here on the radio before our entire audience, you would admit.
Tom Likas would consider me fat.
Unbelievable.
By really? his you know, numerical standards only.
But Tom, what do you consider fat?
Well, I think that she probably is fat. And overweight.
Is that right?
Slightly overweight.
But she said she's 135 pounds, 5'7".
I think she could lose about 20 pounds.
Oh, come on. She'd be a stick at 5'7".
How much weight do you think you could lose? Do you think you could lose 10 pounds, though?
I would say 10 pounds wouldn't hurt me, but I wouldn't want to lose more than that because I am very shapely.
All right, baby. We thank you for coming on, Joanne. You've been a great sport, baby. Hello. There she goes.
There she goes, man.
All right, we have a theory here, or at least we're exploring it.
Right, doing research.
That there's no reason for nines and tens to be in corporate America, and if you are an 8, 9, or 10 in corporate America, how much are you making every year? Let's talk to Charisse in Laguna Niguel. You're on 97.1. Charisse, how are you? Oh, I'm sorry, line 2.
What line?
Are you okay?
Hey, look at you, Charisse. All right, you're down in Laguna Niguel.
I'm about to go through the toll booth here soon, so I hope I don't get cut off.
All right, so do I. No, maybe not. How old are you?
I'm 40.
40.
40 on the nose. You're not rounding
nose,
down.
My friend. 40.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
Commodity broker. Senior commodities
broker.
Poker.
Okay, all right, so you guys make a lot of money.
By the way, notice she said, Tim, senior commodities broker.
That is correct, and I've been a senior broker for 8.5 years now.
All right, that's pretty cool. I would lose senior from your vocabulary.
But I think she's proud of that status,
I don't care. Guys don't care about that kind of crap.
All right. I'm 5'9", 122 pounds, 36, 26, 37.
Wow. Jeez, all right, so you're like, you would rate yourself like a 9 or a 10.
I said a strong 8.
A strong 8.
All right.
How much do you make a year?
This year so far, $613,000. Last year, $400,000. That's up quite a bit.
Oh, we got a bad connection. Thanks for calling. $613,000 a year.
All right. Now, I just want to say something.
Can a stripper make that?
Oh, sure. Wouldn't you think so? I mean, like a really, really hot girl.
What's the most a stripper can make?
Actually, you know what? I might take that back. $613,000, I think, is high for a stripper. I don't think there's any... I mean, even like in Vegas at like a real premier strip club.
It's $2,000 a night, isn't it?
And you'd have to work every night, wouldn't you?
Right.
And do that every night. Yeah, that's a little bit high. But I will say about the senior commodities broker, she says she scores herself a solid 8.
What a limp... You know what that is. A senior commodities broker.
Right, that's her.
Hey, Dad, guess what? I met this hot chick. Oh, really? What is she? Is she a volleyball player? Is she a cheerleader? No. Nope. Seniors commodity broker.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sounds like somebody who's dating Don Imus, you know?
Well, it's a senior commodities broker.
Yeah, Donnie, who are you going on with now? What does Deidre do?
Well, my wife Deidre writes retarded books.
Did you happen to see The I-Man's Return?
Yes, I did, yeah. Imus in the morning, 66 WNBC. Yeah, the first thing he said this morning at 3:06 a.m.
Switch minus now after the hour.
And I said, all right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Start I'm a good guy, a good person.
I'm not a bad thing. I'm not a bad person.
I thought, oh my gosh, the I-Man is he's telling us, he's giving us all the hits. You know,
he has not come up with a single new line since he got fired.
Sorry, it's metal sound after the hour.
By the way, that station that he's on, the television station. Did you know you had it?
I didn't know I had it, but I do have it.
Yeah, I know. It's
same good station.
Yeah, it is a good station.
Yeah, when they're not showing Imus, they're showing videos on how you can buy a video of a 7-year-old riding a horse for an hour.
Right. Well, aside from that, I mean, they have the I-Man on there, and I think it's kind of fun to watch him. But I didn't know I had that channel, but I guess I do.
Yeah, I didn't know I had it either.
Where do they mostly watch that channel? In the middle of the country?
Not my house.
Like in the Midwest?
I don't know where they're looking at that, but it ain't my house.
All right.
I don't know anybody who's ever looked at that station, ever, in the history of TV.
Well, I think now they're going to get much more of an audience because they have the iMan.
So, yeah. All right, we got to take a break, folks. We are at the Staples Center watching the Los Angeles Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. And after the first period is L.A. Kings 1, Edmonton Oilers 0.
Now, we might be poised to break our streak.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'd love it.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show, live at the Staples Center, in one of the big suites here.
Yeah, man.
97.1 Free FM.